Welcome to the Unlocked podcast in our mini-series where I dive deep into the Diary of a CEO conversation cards. And today, a very special guest I have, the wonderful Louise Miller. Hello, Louise.
Hello, Ricky. Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. I'm looking forward to this, Louise. And I know that we were just discussing this just before recording about how excited we are about the unknown and the uncertainty of this. So looking forward to this. But first, if there's anyone that's listening who hasn't heard of you, who are you and what is it that you do?
So I'm Louise Miller. I am the genie for your genius. I'm a productivity mentor, founder of Make It Happen Club. I help solo business owners who have too many ideas and not enough time to stop faffing, stay focused, get the important things done and see tangible progress in their business. So yeah, that's me and what I do.
I could probably do with your help, actually, to be honest, after our conversation this morning. When I said, oh, all these ideas in my head, I need to overwhelm. You're probably thinking, yeah, he's a perfect person for me. We'll probably chat offline after this. But anyway, yeah, Louise, are you ready for your question?
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Okay. So my question that I picked out for you is this. What is the most controversial idea that you believe that within your industry, most people disagree with? Controversial.
That most people disagree with.
Yes.
There's a count. So if we think about my industry and my world being the land of productivity, and I hate that word, which in itself is an interesting thing. I think my take on productivity, I don't know whether it's controversial, but it's certainly countercultural, which is that productivity for productivity's sake is a bad thing and that it should be about creating space rather than cramming in more and more doing. And that one of the best things we can do for our productivity is actually to rest. And that rest does not mean you're lazy. So I don't know whether that's necessarily controversial, because I know a lot of people will agree with that in principle and will understand it in their heads. But when it comes to actually doing it, not so much. Mm. Does that strike you as a controversial thing? Has that answered the question?
I totally get it. Totally get it. Because there's that whole thing about, I'm going to be really productive today and I'm going to smash through my emails. But you know that once you get through your emails, you get more emails coming back in because people respond. And you think, so it's counterproductive really, isn't it? It doesn't really make sense because you think, I'm going to get, like you just said, I'm going to do more stuff. It doesn't make anything. But I love this idea of what you mentioned about creating more space. So tell us a little bit more about that and what that kind of means really.
Yeah. So I think if you asked anyone to define productivity, they would say it's about doing more in less time. And I don't like that. And it immediately makes me get into panic mode because it feels like you're setting yourself up in opposition to or in battle with time. And you're never going to win that one because time's going to keep on turning. That whole thing just makes me go, no, constricted, don't like it. So, and that for me made me ill when I was looking at productivity that way. I spent 15 years of my working life before I started my business running around like headless chicken, rushing about, trying to do all the things. The more I did, the more people gave me to do. Going back to what you were saying about emails, you know, if you're good at what you do and you get it done quick, they don't tell you to go home and have a rest. They give you more. So was kind of my experience. And that led to me burning out and getting ill, being signed off sick by my GP, which is, you know, in hindsight, was a good thing because that's how I've come to be doing what I'm doing now. So when I did start doing what I do now, I had a bit of an existential crisis because I was like, how can I help people be productive? Because I know that's what I'm really good at when I don't like the idea of being productive because that's what made me ill.
Yeah.
So that I really had to dig deep and reframe productivity for myself and for the people I want to work with to make sure that I am able to support them and help them get stuff done so that they can make the impact they want to make, but without it feeding into this narrative that your productivity is anything to do with your self-worth. So whenever I give a talk or anything like that, I always start by reframing productivity as being, it is about doing what is important as efficiently as you can in order to create space for the life that you love. So you're getting things done, not to do more doing, but to go and live your life and enjoy the life you're living now, rather than wait until you get to some mystical, magical destination before you allow yourself to enjoy yourself. So yes, that's kind of underpins everything that I do.
That's really interesting, because I've been looking into some of this recently with, so I'm a big fan of Oliver Berkman's model of the 4,000 week model. And yeah. he had a course, I think, on BBC Maestro, I might have seen a while ago. And he talks about the idea of intentions and stuff like that. And it just seems that the world is rapidly busy, isn't it? You know, well, I think about my day, there is moments in my day where it's like, right, I'll plow through the emails, do that, and then I'll quickly shiny magpie thing. Oh, quick, go through Instagram, scroll through Instagram. And then I just find that my day, even though, like, I'll say, like, I block out in my calendar and I call it deep work, right? So like 9 to 11, like to focus on like the big one thing. You know, I'm a big fan of Gary Keller, the one thing that, you know, what is the one thing I can do, such that by doing it, everything else becomes easier and necessary. But I just then find, like, even though I've got those blocks for free, they get taken up, and you get to the end of the day thinking, well, I planned myself a day here to focus on some really good stuff, but it didn't happen. What happened? So I don't understand, like, why does this happen? Like, we just need to be more focused. What is this top tip to, like, be super productive and, like you said, focus on the things that are important?
Yeah, I think the biggest tip is to slow down and to take a pause and allow yourself that pause, so you're not immediately stopping one thing and starting something else, because I think that's when we end up not being intentional, because we're just jumping from one thing to the next and we haven't stopped to consider, okay, I've got an hour. What am I going to do with this hour? Getting really clear on what it is that you're going to do. And if you can, I mean, it doesn't need to take very long, but link it back to what your vision is and what you're trying to accomplish. And this, doing this thing is going to help me move forward, because, you know, try and find this bigger attachment to why that thing is important. And I think if you can do that, that will help you stay focused on what you're doing. In really practical terms, I had a client once who literally, she would decide what she was going to do and she'd write that on a post-it and put it on her laptop or in front, on the wall in front of her. So that if she ever felt her mind kind of going, over here, she could see, she had a visual reminder of, this is what I'm
physically
doing.
Yeah.
And it would pull her back on track. So there's lots of things you can do, but I often talk about mindfulness in the same sentence as productivity, because I think the two things are very connected. It's just about being, taking the pause, making a choice about what you want to do, understanding why that thing is important, focusing as best you can. And if you feel your mind wandering, just as if you're meditating, feel your mind wandering, it's going to happen. Pull yourself back. And the more you practice, the quicker that gets.
I like that. So I guess in the same way then, yeah, so with productivity, there's bound to be things that's going to confuse you, shiny magpie things, notifications, but that's okay. But it's just practicing going back to what's important. I love that. Yeah. And I love the whole post-it note. There was a phrase I used to use. I used it massively last year. A great NLP phrase, which is this action going to produce the outcome I'm looking for? If the answer is no, then stop doing it, you know. So there was loads of things. So I actually paused the podcast for a year because I was like, oh, you know, I've got my daughter to look after. She was one at the time. And there's loads of things that I'm working on, you know, multiple strands. And it's like, okay, is this going to produce the outcome I'm looking for? And the answer at the time was no, it wasn't. But I've since come back to that because I'm like, actually, yeah, you know, these are stories. They create content for speaking on stage or a book one day. But also it fits a line. The values of fun. So I'd love to ask you this question, Louise, about how can we balance productivity, but still be aligned with obviously what's important around our values? Because I see so many people out there that are just getting lost off the path, doing so many different things, overwhelming, burning out, and not losing, they're losing sight of what was really important at the first part of, you know, I started this business to be fun. It's not fun anymore. So how do we solve that?
Oh God, magic wand time. You're gonna hate me for this, but it all comes back to the pause. I think the pause is the most important part of productivity, and we can't just do it once. We need to do it over and over again. So obviously the very first thing is to know what your values are. You need to take that step back first and understand why you started your business, what your values are, what you're trying to achieve, and to an extent how you're going to achieve that, but that in a way is secondary. But if you do that once in January and then you don't think about it again until September, chances are you will have gone off on a wonk and you will have found yourself doing things that don't feel good, you know? So that's why with Make It Happen Club, we need to pause every single month and go back to that first principles thing of, you know, what are my values? What am I trying to achieve? And if you do that often enough, it's much more difficult to find yourself suddenly way over here when you thought you were going over there. So I'm waving my arms around. That's not helpful. But you know what I mean? Yeah.
I just tickled me there. Sorry, wonk. I don't think I've wonk mentioned on the podcast, but yeah, I've been on many wonks on this in these last couple of years in my business. I love that. So just to reprise what you said there, so to be like super productive, the power of the pause, realigning the value. So probably maybe I'm assuming that not just like you said, do it in January, but maybe every quarter or every couple of months, just let's go back to what was really important so you don't lose sight and go off on that wonk. Because I've done that before, January, super focused for this year. This is what I'm going to do. And then you get to like December, you think, oh yeah, the year's gone now, but oh, I didn't do what I was set out to do. So making sure, probably put blocks in my calendar. Say, right, quick pause. Let's review stuff. Anything else you might add?
I think the other thing that I know a lot of people find difficult, and you might relate to this as well as somebody with a very busy ideas, heavy brain, is the choice. So in the progress cycle, which I haven't got time to go into now, but the first three parts are pause, reflect, choose. So you take the pause, you reflect on your values and all that good stuff, and then you need to make a choice. And I think creative people find that really hard because it feels like choosing a favorite child sometimes. How do I pick which one of these ideas to run with? But I think letting go of the idea that there's a right or a wrong choice, letting go of any perfectionism and understanding that I recommend people go read Essentialism. That's a really good book if you're interested in this stuff. If you're putting your energy in fewer directions, you'll make much bigger impact. There's a really lovely graphic in that book that illustrates that beautifully. Yeah.
Love that. Thank you. Yeah. I actually had, you remind me of doing some insights a couple of years ago, Myers-Briggs. I did one recently, Belbin, and it came out and said, Ricky will love the start of a project where he can be really creative, but then might start switching off halfway through. So I've definitely got to take that away and start prioritizing things. But last question, Louise, for you, as we do at the end of these conversations, is what would you like our listeners to go away and think and feel based on what you've just shared?
I would love for everyone to just reflect on what productivity is for them and whether or not they're happy with that. Because if people are finding themselves caught up in the hustle and running around like headless chickens, that might be okay. But I think the very first thing to do is just reflect on that. And is that okay? Is that serving you? And if the answer to that is no, then some of the other things we've talked about here, I think, will be helpful. But the very first thing is to just check in.
Yeah. Love that. Well, Louise, thank you for coming on to the mini series of the Diary of a CEO conversation cards. Really appreciate it. And best wishes. And hopefully I'll see you at Atomic Con later on this year. Thank you.
Amazing. Thanks, Ricky.